The date is April 27th, 2006. The place is the Mill Island Museum of History. The following interview is being conducted as part of the Mill Island Museum of History's Veteran History Project in partnership with the Library of Congress. We are interviewing Donald M. Davis, date of birth May 19th, 1931. His current address is 4665 Genoa Drive, Amelia Island, Florida, 32034. My name is Frank Ofelt, and I will be interviewing the subject on behalf of the Amelia Island Museum of History. Also attending this interview session are the following persons, which is the Veterans History Project interviewers. Assisting me is Carmen Godwin, director of the Amelia Island Museum, who will be operating the recording equipment. I will now begin the interview. Mr. Davis, could you tell me what made you join the U.S. military?
Well, I'll have to back up from the joining of the military to tell you a little bit about my early life. Born and raised in Quitman, Georgia. When I was ready, finishing high school, we had 11 grades. I was very young. And my dad knew that I was going to have to go into the military. The draft was still on at that time. And so he wanted me to go to a military school where I could get an ROTC education. But he knew if he asked me to go to a military school, I wouldn't hear of it. So he got my sister to talk me into going to the Citadel in Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, wow.
So I went away to the Citadel in 1948. I was just turned 17 years old, I think. I was very young. So I experienced my initial military life at the Citadel.
Citadel. And, of course, that's one of the most prestigious military schools at this day.
After the Citadel, of course, during the ROTC period, we were offered a chance to get a regular Army commission. And I went into the military directly from college into the Ordnance Corps.
The Ordnance Corps. Very well. What did it feel like getting that commission?
Well, graduating from the Citadel, I felt like I had my commission and everything else. I was very glad to be out of school, and it was great. You know, I certainly would prefer to have been an officer than I would have been something other than an officer.
Very well. Could you tell me a little bit about the training that the Army provided you with in the Ordnance Corps to prepare you for that type of...
We took ROTC training for the entire 4 years. Mm-hmm. In addition to the training at the Citadel, we went away to what was called summer camp, where you had 2 weeks of active duty. And then upon graduation, I joined directly the Ordnance Corps at Aberdeen, Maryland Proving Ground, Havre de Grace, Maryland. And there we went to school for, I believe, it was like 4 months.
Very well. Can you tell me what years you went into the Army? You were commissioned in the Army?
I went in 52 and finished in 54.
Could you tell me about a couple of your most memorable experiences in the U.S. Army?
I had a great time. Some people might not have enjoyed their military experience, but mine was absolutely great. I was never having to deal directly with troops and some of the problems you experience in dealing directly with troops. But my first assignment was at the Rossford Ordnance Depot and outside of Toledo, Ohio. And we were dealing with all types of small types of items that were needed for materiel. And it was a warehousing operation. And I was there for about 6 months. And so that was a real good treat. Opportunity.
Very well. What was the food like in the Army?
Great. We lived off of civilian food, if you will. We were never actually having to deal with mess.
Oh, all good. How did the people entertain themselves? How did you entertain yourself in the Army when you were in downtime, when you weren't on duty?
There were six of us single officers at the Rusford Ordnance Depot, and we lived in, well, I guess you would call it the officers' quarters, although there was basically no enlisted personnel there. And we ate in town. We dated in town. We just had a great time. It was downtime was no problem.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. could you tell us a little bit about where you traveled in your military experience?
Well, after Rusford Ordnance Depot, I was given orders to go to Korea. And I was sent home for a 30-day leave before going to Korea. And 3 days before I was to go to the port, they changed the orders for me to report to Joliet, Illinois. And the reason for that was that the chief of ordnance was a General Ford at that time. And Margaret Chase Smith in Congress had gotten onto the idea that there was not enough ammunition in Korea, and that she was pulling the chain of General Ford about ammunition. So General Ford put together, I believe it was six ammunition expediting teams, a captain and a second lieutenant. And so I was sent to Joliet, Illinois as one of those team members. And so I was then paired up with a captain, Captain Giesick, best, nicest guy you'd ever want to meet. And he and I traveled around the United States calling on 4.2 mortar manufacturers to find out why they were not meeting their schedules, or they were meeting their schedules, what problems they were experiencing. And then we made reports directly to the chief of ordnance.
Was there really a shortage of ammunition in Korea that you...
I was so low down on the totem pole, I would not know whether there was or not.
But you found more
ammo.
I have
an idea that there was now, in retrospect, that there was probably some politics in the situation.
Very well. Very well. Do you recall any humorous or unusual events that happened in your service?
Well, this captain to whom I traveled with, he was a big red-headed guy. He must have weighed 250 pounds. And me being the lieutenant, I had to carry the bags. And here I was. I know I didn't weigh more than 120 pounds. And I would struggle with the bags if we were going away for a two-week period of time and we had everything we owned in those bags, and we'd go away. But in addition to that, we would carry the schedules of these various manufacturers of ammunition in a chained briefcase that we'd have chained to our arms, because the material in it was supposedly marked secret. And when we would get to a place we were going to stay in, we stayed in hotels, then we would, and we were going out at night, we didn't want to go out at night with those briefcases around our arm. So we would unchain them, put them under the mattress in the bed, and go out and have dinner at home. But I'm sure those schedules were very safe.
Very safe. Very well, then. I'm glad to hear that. Do you have any photographs of yourself in service that you had brought with you today?
Yes, one.
Oh, wow. This is a beautiful photograph here of you, First Lieutenant. Could you tell me the patch on your arm there? The type, was that the Ordnance Corps, or was it a specific unit that you were in?
It may have been a specific unit. I just don't remember.
That's all right.
But I know that the other designation of the Ordnance Corps would be here on the lapel.
Oh, I see, the flaming bombs. And was there a nickname for that?
Yes, but I don't think we need to put that on tape.
Very well. Very well. What did you think of the officers and the men that you worked with and also might have commanded?
I would say virtually all of the persons, military personnel, with whom I was associated, they were educated, they were intelligent, they were caring. It was, I think, a very, very good experience from that standpoint.
Oh, very well. very professional in their jobs and kept things in order.
This was some 50 years ago now, and my recollection is that, yes, they were.
Oh, good. Do you recall the day your service ended?
Not the specific date, but it was in 1954, and we were released. For those of us who had not accepted the regular Army commission, we were given the opportunity to leave about 30 days early. Okay. I think they were trying to reduce the number of person. I think they were trying to cut the payroll, if you will. The war was over. Mm-hmm. Korea was over at that time, and so they were reducing.
Reduction.
The military.
Did you have to, were you released or did you have to resign your, no, you didn't resign your commission because you were released from service?
We were released and I had an obligation to continue in the reserves for, I believe, another 6-year period of time.
Did you do that?
Yes, I did, through about 7 of those years.
Well,
some limited period of time thereafter. And then they gave us the opportunity just to discontinue that altogether.
After leaving the service, did you go back to school?
I returned home to look for a job, and home was Quitman, Georgia at the time.
Is that a small town?
Yes, about 5,000 population.
Very well. Did you make any close friends while you were in the service, someone you may have kept in contact with over the years? Or
the closest relationships that I built during the military career was from college.
From college?
And I consider that part of the military career.
Very well. And do you go to frequent reunions at the school? Or?
Yes, but most of my friends and all from college have passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What did you do as a career after your military service?
My first job after the military was with the real estate investment operations with the Prudential Insurance Company, and that was my entire business career.
Wow. How many years did you work for them?
I joined Prudential in 54 and left in, I think it was 91.
Wow. It was a long career. How did your service or experience affect you in life?
I was extremely young when I went away to college. I was extremely young when I went into the military. And I think the military really gave me a real rare opportunity of growing up and becoming a man.
Very well. When did you move here to Nassau County?
My wife and I moved here in 1992. We had visited here earlier. We visited here in 89, and the Ritz-Carlton was under construction. And both Jan and I had been in real estate in our working lives, mm-hmm. and we thought that with the Ritz-Carlton under construction, that being able to acquire real estate would be a good investment.
Wow.
So we bought real estate.
Very well.
Without having any thought of moving here.
We'll go ahead and take a pause at this moment. Children have served. All right. Mr. Davis, could you tell me what your first impression of Amelia Island, Fernandina was?
Beautiful.
Beautiful?
Very beautiful. Nice. Quiet, relaxing, great place. You know, after coming from New Jersey, where we were living at the time before moving here, this looked different.
Was there enough golf courses here?
Absolutely.
And you play golf?
No, I don't.
Oh.
Live on a golf course, but do not play golf.
Oh, that's interesting. How has the area changed since you've moved here and you've been living here now? Is it better or worse?
Us people identified as Fromaways have moved here in droves. And I think we're almost overrunning the area.
That is true. A lot of things happening here. What are your thoughts on the progression of the area's politics, business, and cultural since you've lived here in Nassau County?
We deal with, I would say, a lot of small-town politics here in both the city and the county, and everything that goes with small-town politics.
Absolutely. And the business here, a lot of businesses, new businesses opening up. There are businesses here that meet your needs, your family's needs.
There are, of course, a lot of commercial activity going on. When you're increasing population, then their needs and their desires tend to be met. Mm-hmm. But if they're not met, then you're going to seek them elsewhere. And so if you need something that's not here, you can always go to Jacksonville or somewhere close by.
That's true. Now, I understand that you volunteer here at the museum, and you're a docent here. And what does that do for you? Does that keep you busy?
My wife and I have always been very interested, even in our life in New Jersey, of being involved in the community and doing a lot of things in that way. When we got here, there was absolutely no different. We got involved in all kinds of activities here, including the museum.
And you have a special place for the museum.
Very definitely.
Good. What do you see Nassau County, Fernandina, Amelia Island's future?
Growth.
That's good enough for you?
Well, it's happening.
It's happened.
Managing growth is, I think, one of the real difficult situations that we are confronted, with which we are confronted.
Very well. Mr. Davis, could you tell me your wife's name and how long you've been married?
Her name is Janice Graham Davis. She was born and raised in Central Florida, born in Tampa, raised in Bartow.
Very well. And do you have children?
We have two daughters.
Very well. And have they ever served in the military? Or
no, they did not. Once they graduated from college, they married, and we now have four grandchildren.
Ah, well, there you go.
And if I had a chance, I'd show you their pictures, but I didn't bring them.
Oh, well, that's all right. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about your military service or any reflections you might have?
My military career was short, but I look back on it as a very positive experience. And in fact, so positive that it was almost could be categorized as fun.
Wow. Well, we want to thank you for coming in. This will conclude our interview with Mr. Donald M. Davis and hearing his story about his military service and the various experiences he has had. And we thank you.